Graham Miller?
Hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
You sound a little better.
Yeah, I feel a little better. I'm still coughing a lot and I get short of breath. And yeah. I have to use my machine, but it's a lot better.
Good, good.
How's your eye?
Well, I have a doctor's appointment this morning.
Good.
I phone called for 4 days, and I let him know that I wasn't very happy about that, and then said he would see me in 6 weeks. I said, it took 4 days for you to return my call, and I can't see him for 6 weeks, and my eyeball is going crazy. So she made me an appointment for today. So I'm hoping.
That's good.
I really have to do some body striking because I really like to explore.
Well, it don't do no good for you to do.
I'm not one
to do that.
My doctors and I don't call them unless, you know, it's an emergency. I just noticed since after 70, you just somehow.
Good morning, but I have to hold on.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for the delay.
That's okay.
I'm going to go ahead and mute now.
Okay.
Okay. Me too.
Okay, I'm going to say I'll shame you food and then we'll start.
Okay.
Lishem Yehud Kud Chabri Suish Kite Bit Kilu Urshibu Kilu Kilu Urshibu. Lashem, Yudhei Babate, the Yehuda, Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limut Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maasei Adenu Kanune Alena Maasei Adenu Kanunehu. We're studying today Psalm 59. And we're starting with the Psalms landing page, which you can find on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on every YHWH webpage or in the mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When that opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 59. And I'm going to start to read. Tehillim 59, Psalm 59, is the fifth psalm of the Tikkun Chalali by Rabbi Nachman. It's not by Rabbi Nachman, but it's his teaching that these specific psalms, all there are 10 of them, these specific psalms are the Tikkun for the many things, but most importantly, the wasting seed and sexual improprieties. The Kavanah to use is that this psalm is speaking of the great miracle that David experienced when he eluded danger by escaping through a window, unnoticed by the guards at the door. The prayers, the supplications, and the entreaties he offered then are recorded here. But there's a significant Kabbalistic concept of what is a window. And what is the difference between a window and a door? And we really don't have a whole lot of time to go through the discussion of it. But the window lets in light. It lets in the air. But it doesn't allow an exit. It's not a two-way process, at least at the level of physical bodies. Whereas a door is an opening in a wall. The window is an opening in a wall. And wall is a metaphor for the Shekhinah. When King Hezekiah was told that he was going to die by the prophet Nathan, he turned his face to the wall, is what the Book of Prophets tells us. He turned to the wall, and the Kabbalah explains that the wall is the Shekhinah, the wall is the Malchut. And to have an opening in that wall where physicality can move through it, This takes a lot of contemplation and a lot of discussion. I'm continuing to read. The first word is Lam Natseah, and I strongly recommend frequently to read that introduction. We will find Psalm 59 available on the link to the Yearning for Redemption PDF, which is when Rabbi Sutton has translated them. And there are 18 verses in Psalm 59 that relates to life, the word chai, chet yud. And 18 also connects to the tree of life through its idea of the three columns and the level of Zeranpin. We're now going to transfer to the... This is the last psalm that is spoken on the 10th day of a month for those people who are completing the psalms every month. Certain psalms are certain number of psalms and verses are read on each day of the month to complete all 150 psalms within the Hebrew month. And the number 80 is the gematria of the letter Pei. And it's also the gematria, the Hebrew word that translates as halayla, the night, and our hands, yadu. When the hands is spelled with the plural. So it's not Yadu, there's more letters than just Yud, Dalet, Vav. And the word to all, to everything, has a gematria of 80. Now I'm going to transfer to the Yearning for Redemption. And when that opens up, scroll down to Psalm 59. Computers are always working well, aren't they? Verse 1. Lam natsaya al tishkret le David michtam bishloach shaul yishmeru et habayit v'hamito. Lamnatzeach Alta Shchet, dedicated to the one who grants victory over destruction, and who therefore saved me from certain death. A precious prayer by David, which he prized highly and reviewed constantly for the lessons it contains, composed when Shaul sent his soldiers and they guarded the house in order to slay him. There are 11 words, and normally in the first verse we don't count the words, but this is unusual in the number of words. It's giving a lot more detail, and the fact that it's 11 words is connecting to the Ketoret, which brings us closer to Hashem. The second verse. Hatzileni me'ovai, Elohai mimit kom t'mai, t'sagveni. O my God, deliver me from my enemies. Elohim, deliver me from my enemies. Set me up high above and protect me from those who rise up against me. Why is the name of Elohei being used here, Elohim? Because King David is recognizing we're in a period of judgment. And built into the name Elohai is a three-letter, 72 names that includes the concept and the energy of mercy. Verse 3. Hatzileni mipoale awenu me'anshe damim hoshieni. Deliver me from those who deal treacherously. Save me from bloodthirsty men. The six words is indicating Zeranpin, without Malchut. And 29 letters is connecting us to the idea of the Abba, the Father. The fourth verse. Ki ne arvu v'nafshi yaguru alayazim lo pishi v'lo chatati Hashem. For behold, they lie in wait to ambush and capture my soul. Brazen men have gathered together against me. Not because of any crime or any sin of mine, Hashem. It's interesting to have a discussion on can King David know for certain that he has not sinned. When he said he sinned with Bathsheba, as we read in an earlier psalm, and the Zohar tells us he didn't sin. So how are we to understand these words, obviously as a plea and as a hope? Hopefully I didn't sin, but it's not expressed that way. The fifth verse. Yawon, Yerutun, Beikonadu, Urali Krati, Ure. Without any wrong on my part, they hurry to pass judgment and are prepared to take my life. Awaken to come toward me and behold my anguish. Seven words which connects to the unity of Zerahin and Malchut. And this is the action that reveals light. When we unify the spiritual with the physical, this is where the flow occurs, the flow of Shefa, the flow of goodness. This is a good verse to memorize. One of the tools that we have is to always have Hashem in front of us. And one of the tools is to memorize phrases, verses of Torah, and to say them frequently during the day. If you plan to do that, then whenever you say the L'shem Yichud or you do the morning blessings, have the consciousness that your blessing of studying Torah, of living Torah, applies to your whole day. The sixth pasuk. We ata Hashem Elohim Tzivaot Elohai Yisrael Akitza Livkot Kol Hagoyim Al Tachon Kol Bogdei Awen Selah. And you, Hashem, God of all the hosts of heaven and earth, God of Israel, just as you will surely arouse yourself to judge all the nations, so too do not show any favor whatsoever to all who deal treacherously and falsely. Selah. Remember, the word Selah means to pause. And this is an important verse to recognize. You have the name of Hashem, you have the name of Elohim, you have the name of Tzivaot, you have the name of Elohe. And it starts with the idea of Weata, which represents the unity of Zerahpin and Malchut. You have the name Yisrael, the vessel itself. There is so much in that one verse. Verse 7. Yashuvu le'erev yechemu kakalev v'yisovu ir. Not satisfied with what they do during the day, they return in the evening. They howl like dogs and surround the city to prevent me from escaping. It's interesting to note, and I've never recognized this before, the word for city is the last word in the verse here, Ayin Yud Resh. The gematria of ear, city, is 290. Excuse me, 280. 280 tree represents koach, strength, in its completed structure of 10 sephirot, because it's 10 times 28. 280 is the gematria of the final letters, the mem, the nun, the tzadi, the pei, and the kut, and the kaf. The Mansapach. The eighth verse. Hine yabiyun pasihem haravot pasivtotehem kime shomea. Behold, slander pours forth from their mouths, words sharp as swords from their lips. And then they boast, saying, who can hear us? There are nine words. Five letters, and I don't recognize anything offhand. The ninth verse. We are tired of it. Or Yudovad Tishak Lamo Tilag Lekol Goim. But you, Hashem, laugh at them, just as you will scorn all the nations who go against you. Now, this is a very interesting teaching. Do you see the name Hashem in the verse? It's not there. And the name that is there is not Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, but Yud-Dalet-Vav-Dalet. And Rabbi Sutton is translating it as Hashem. But it's really, if we look at the letters, it's the name of David with an attachment to Hashem through the Yud. It's the name of David with the Yud acting as an action verb. It has different vowels, and what vowels it has are the same vowels that are used with Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, with the vowels of Elohim. So what is really being said here? How would we interpret that name, Yud Dalet Vav Dalet? The gematria of Yud Dalet Vav Dalet is 24. And 24 represents the 24 hours of the day and the night in unity. Because we know a day is both day and night. And we spoke earlier that the word viata represents zeranpin and malchut, the light in the vessel. Day and night represents, metaphorically, the light in the vessel. Why do we need to have this in code in this verse? Why do we need to have it, both of them, in code? Why do we need to have the unity of Zerampin and Malhut, the spiritual with the physical, in two levels, in code, in unusual ways. The 10th verse. Uzo elecha eshmora ki Elohim miskabi. In the face of his power, the power of the enemy that has threatened to overwhelm me, I wait for you alone, Elohim, is my fortress. Judgment is my fortress. If you're righteous, judgment is your fortress. If you're righteous, then you do not fear judgment. You do not fear the effect. And even if you're not righteous, if you accept the certainty that Hashem is good, then judgment that seems difficult represents cause and effect. It represents the cleansing. The 11th verse. Elohecha azdi yikad meini Elohim yareini bishorai. You see the word that is written differently than it's said. The word is my chesed, my loving kindness. But it's also your loving kindness. And that's the unity of the two, of written differently than it's said. The English translation, the God who deals lovingly with me will go before me. Elohim will show me the downfall of those who lie in wait for me. Please do not be disconcerted or misdirected by the concept of multiple enemies. Every child of Israel has only one enemy, and that is Satan. And when you do not recognize that it is Satan in your life, but you attribute it to the human beings around you, you've already lost the battle. The 12th verse. Al-Tahargam en Yishkehu Ami Ani Emo Vechelcha Vehori Demo Magineinu Adonai. Do not kill them, lest my people forget. Put them to flight with your power. Cast them down from your high places. Hashem, our protective shield. Number of words. 10, representing the 10 Sefirot. Forty-five letters, which connects to the name of Adam, or the word Adam, meaning the human species. So all aspects of humanity And all 10 Sephirot are expressed in the verse 12. Verse 13. Ha ta'at timo divar shifate mo vailach du bigo dnam ume ala umi kash yisaperu. Every word they utter with their mouths is a sin, a misuse of the gift of speech. Oh, let them be caught in their own arrogance. Let their impudence be their downfall. Let them serve as an example of the ultimate recompense that is in store for all who speak perjury and falsehood. Nine words. Forty-four letters representing Dam, the Hebrew word for blood. The 14th verse. Kale bechema, kale ve'enemo, ve'yedu ki Elohim, Moshel b'Yaakov li'ase ha'aretz selah. Destroy them in your wrath. Destroy them until they will be no more, and all will know to the ends of the earth that Elohim rules in Yaakov, selah. The last phrase, Elohim, the God of judgment, is ruling, is king in Yaakov, the children of Israel. The 15th verse. Fiyashuvu le'erev yehemu kakalev. But now they return in the evening. They howl like dogs and surround the city to prevent me from escaping. But that's a similar verse to what was said earlier. Why is it necessary to repeat? The 16th verse. I'll give you a hint to the question I asked in 4:15. Why is it necessary for it to be duplicated, this concept of the energy of this verse 15 and whatever the number was earlier? You go through the same process when you elevate or when you fall. That is your hint. The 16th verse. Hey, my yin le kolim lo yisbu v'yalinu. This is a word that is written differently than pronounced, and the difference is the third letter. It's a yud in its pronunciation, but a vav in its written form. The vav represents zeranpin, and the yud represents chachma. like dogs, they wander around in search of something to eat. They refuse to go to sleep, for they are not satisfied until they vent their rage on me. Seven words, the unity of Zerampin and Malkut. Thirty letters representing the Lamed, the teaching, the teacher or actual. The 17th verse. Wani ashir uzecha v'aranein libo ker chazdecha. Ki hayita miskav li umanos v'yom sar li. But as for me, I shall sing of your invincible might and rejoice in your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my tower of strength and my refuge on the day of my distress. In words that connects to King David and to the level of Malchut and to the manifestation of the energy. Nine letters connecting to the counting of the Omer. The 18th verse. Uzi elecha azameira ki Elohim mizgabi Elohe chazdi. My strength, to you alone I express myself in song. Elohim, my tower of strength, the God whose loving kindness towards me is unconditional. Eight words connecting us to Bina in the world that is coming. Thirty-two letters connecting to the 32 paths of wisdom that connects us to Chokhmah. I'm now going to read the Hebrew verses in sequence to complete the class. Lanatzeach al tishchet leDavid mikam. Ishloach Shaul v'ishmeru ed habayit lahabito mito. Hatzileni me'ovai Elohai mebit komai tesagveni. Hatzileni mipo'alei awen umei anshe. Shedamim Hoshieli. Kine arvu lenafshi yaduru alai azim lo pishi willo hatati Adonai Yohei Wahei Bali Awon Yerutun Veikonanu Ura Likrati Ure Weata Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Tzivaot Elohai Yisrael Hakitza Livkod Kol Hagoyim Al Tachon Kol Bogdei Awen Sela. Yashuvu La'erev Yechemu Kakalev Yisovavu Yir Hine yabiyun b'fihem haravot b'shiftotechem ki mishmea. Ata yedovad tishak lamo tilag lekol goyim uzo elecha eshmora ki Elohim mishkabi Elohei chazdi yikyad meini Elohim Yareni b'shorai al tahargen pen yishkechu ami haniyemo b'chelcha v'ovidemo magineinu Adonai chatat Timo devar sefatemo Vayilachdu igoim Ume ala umi kahash yasaperu Kale behema Kale veenen mo Ki Elohim Moshel B'Yakov Yaseh Haaretz Sela. V'yashuvu L'erev Yechemu Kakalev V'sovevu Mayaniyun lekolim lo yisbu v'yilinu v'ani ashir yozecha v'yaranen liboker chazdecha ki hayita miskav liyemanos Biyom sarli uzi elecha ameira ki Elohim misgabi Elohei chazdi. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? We will have have a 7 o'clock class, Motzi Shabbat. That will be our first opportunity to do a Zohar class during the new week. I hope you all have a beautiful Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. Sunday morning's class will be preparing for the holidays. Will be the first of many preparation classes. And our 3 o'clock class will continue our advanced reincarnation studies. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat Shalom. I hope you're all well.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.